founder of the Congregation of the Apostles of the Sacred Heart in Italy, a congregation dedicated to evangelization, education, and the care of the youth. Blessed Maria Gargani is the very model of a life where example, words, and prayer cannot function without each other. Courageous, strong-willed, and determined, the Blessed Woman had the revelation of her vocation very early on, to become a teacher. Even Padre Pio called her a hidden light that shone in the world. Maria Gargani was born in Mora Irpina in the province of Avellino on the 23rd of December, 1892. She was the eighth and last child of Rocco Gargani, a primary school teacher, and Angelina De Paola. She received primary education at home through her father and sisters, who were also teachers. From her autobiography, we know that Maria made her first communion secretly from her parents, who had not yet decided the date. But during a mission preached in Mora Irpina, she went to confession and received the Eucharist. When her father and mother found out, they felt guilty for being absent at such an important moment for her, and so they entrusted her to the Lord. In 1913, she obtained a master's degree, and in the same year, after passing the state competition, she obtained a job as a teacher in San Marco La Catola in the province of Foggia. In fact, she was an apostle in the school, in the parish, and in the middle of the world, in the poorest environments, abandoned and in need of comfort and help, including material ones and relief in illnesses. Everywhere, her ardor pushed her to create reasons to win souls in order to instill in them the love of God. She brought together young people almost every evening, the mothers and also the children and young people in a room she rented, to instruct them in their Christian duties and direct them to fulfill their mission in the family and in society. In her, however, there was something more, something special. She joined the Third Order Franciscans and began teaching catechism and was also responsible for the education of the poor. She always worked with such fervor and dedication in the Third Franciscan Order, in love, as she was with the poverty, simplicity, and ardor of the poor men of Assisi, not only in San Marco, but also in the neighboring towns and especially in Volturara Apula, where she was later transferred as a teacher. But Capuchin commissioners of the Third Order sent her everywhere. Even in the summer holidays, when she was free from schoolwork and she would have needed rest, she did not stop, tireless as she was, to give advice to everyone. It appears that her life vocation was clear, but Maria somehow still felt restless. She would pray and repeatedly ask Jesus not to make her choose her own life, but to do His will at all costs. She consecrates herself to Him, takes a vow of chastity in the privacy of her room, renounces all feminine vanity, and intensifies her participation in the sacraments. In mid-April of 1918, Padre Pio traveled to San Marco La Catola to meet his spiritual director, Father Augustine, who was also the spiritual director of Maria Gargani. For 2 years, the young woman had remained in close contact with Padre Pio without ever seeing him, a correspondence favored by Father Augustine, who saw in the young woman another soul endowed with special graces and wanted to provoke spiritual contact between the two by asking her to write to Padre Pio to entrust him with the direction of her soul. To Maria's first letter, Padre Pio responds logically. He wrote, "I am happy to know your characters, but Jesus has already made your soul known to me." When Maria first met Padre Pio in 1918, Maria was looking for her vocation. She strongly felt that God was calling her to a life of total consecration, but she did not know how and where to achieve it. During their exchanges, the young woman says in a diary that she feels the Holy Spirit blowing so strongly. There were about 67 letters that were exchanged between the two. When Maria announced in one of her letters her inspiration to found a new institute, Padre Pio's reaction was immediate. He said, "Finally, we are there. It's God's will. Hurry up to the bishop. Hurry up. It's very beautiful." Maria wanted to found a new institution that collaborated with priests to make Christian values flourish again. It will be called Apostles of the Sacred Heart, and initially, it would be a pious union, not really a religious institute. Padre Pio never stopped supporting her in a project, through prayer, and by giving her advice. The Holy Friar instilled such encouragement into Maria's soul that she went as far as to name Padre Pio as co-founder of the future congregation. Suddenly, all doors opened before Maria's dream. On March the 12th, 1936, her institute was definitively approved by Pope John XXIII and flourished outside the city of Naples, opening a nursery school for children, an after-school club for children, and a professional school for young women who will be trained as teachers, therefore a woman's workshop, not forgetting the care and cleaning of the parish, assistance to the poor, and the care of the sick and dying. Then came in 1945 the transfer to Naples and the first episcopal authorization. Maria Gargani finally became Sister Mary Crucified of Divine Love. In 1946, however, the Vatican rejected the request to transform the Union into a female religious institution of diocesan rite for the first time and a second time in 1949, inviting the members to request admission to another already approved institute. The apostles will have to wait until 1956 to become nuns. They finally obtained the canonical erection, and Sister Maria Crucified became their mother until 1971, when the Lord granted her the grace of seeing the beloved institute walk on its own legs before she returned to the house of the Father on May the 23rd, 1973, aged 81. Her life became, according to the Archbishop of Naples, Cardinal Crescenzio Seppe, an example for all those who wish to undertake spiritual paths capable of giving answers to their thirst for love. The miracle that paved the way for the beatification of Maria Gargani was the healing of a woman named Michelina Formicella, suffering from generalized cancer, who prayed for her intercession, and one night, in 1975, saw the nun appear to her and say, "You're okay, Michelina, you're okay," patting her on the shoulder before walking away and disappearing. Blessed Maria Gargani, pray for us.